Welcome to the Breathing God podcast. I'm your host, Gretchen Rodriguez. Hi, everybody. I invite you today to come into the place of His presence, to come into stillness, to open your heart to receive today from the Lord. Take this time to set aside the distractions. You know, don't scroll on social media. Just sit and open your heart to Him. Let this be a moment where He begins to give you keys and speaks to your heart, something that you're going to be able to carry with you, not just for the rest of today, but maybe the rest of the week, the rest of the month, or for the season of your life. We've been talking about contemplation, and I want to continue that today. I also want to read something over you guys, a prophetic word that I think will really bless you. And I'll do that towards the end. But I want to just address a couple things based on some emails and some messages, comments, things like that I'm getting about contemplation. First of all, I want to say thank you for contacting me. Thank you for asking questions. And if you have a question on contemplation, if you just need some pointers or whatever, feel free to contact me through my website. Ask me any question you want about contemplation. I don't promise that I will have the answer, but I will do my best. People are saying things like, okay, but I can't quiet my mind, or sometimes I can, sometimes I can't, and I'm feeling kind of frustrated, or sometimes it's kind of boring, or sometimes I'm overwhelmed because I can't get my mind to stop. And I want to say this from the get-go. It takes time. It takes time to feel comfortable in this place of silent prayer. I started doing it when I was, it's been a very, very long time. But my point is that we all go through times where it is hard to get our minds quiet. And I want to encourage you, don't give up. The fact that you want to know the Lord, the fact that you hunger and thirst and long to know Him, your desire to know Him more, your desire to live in peace, to live in the awareness of His presence inside of you and with you and around you and above you and in front of you and behind you and all the, you know, just, you want to know Him, you want to encounter Him. That came from Him. That is a gift of longing, and it's such a key. Longing is the journey. Longing is the journey. It's, you know, why would our loving Father put this in your heart to know Him in deeper ways and in deeper intimacy, to know Him like a friend, to know Him like a father, to know Him like a brother, to know Him as our Lord, to know Him as our counselor, our wisdom, our everything? Why would He put that in us if we couldn't find Him, couldn't access Him? We can. And the first thing is to believe that He loves you. And this gift of longing takes you on a journey. It opens the way for you to encounter Him. And it takes time. And it takes persistence, but not a striving, I'm going to get there, I'm going to get the presence of God, I'm going to have an encounter. No. It is a accepting the fact that you have a desire, whether it is an overwhelming, you can't handle yourself, strong desire, or it's just a little flickering, I really think I want to get to know Him more. Either way, this is a gift that was given to you from the Lord, and He is the one leading you on this journey. So why would He forsake you halfway through? So as you come into this time of quiet prayer, let me say this. For me, and I know we all spend time with God at different times, but I want to say this. Mornings, and I know I've said it before, but mornings to me are the best time to have extended quiet time with the Lord. The reason is because before you check your emails, check your phone, check your social media, have too many conversations, if you can get up early enough to set time aside, leave the dishes after you eat breakfast and go lock yourself up, or do it before you eat breakfast, and go be alone with Him before your mind starts racing with all of its to-do lists and stuff. For me, that makes it a lot easier. So that I think, for me, I know is very helpful. If I grab my phone and see a text message from somebody that feels pressing, and I begin to mentally engage with how I need to respond, or I do respond, and then they respond back, I mean, that just takes me in a whole journey that I don't want to go on. So I try not to even grab my phone anymore in the mornings, until I'm going to spend time with God. And then I, you know, my ringer's off, everything's off. Don't even look at my text messages. I just use my YouTube playlist for worship. And speaking of that, let me say this for part two of helpful things. If, and again, it's going to take time to get used to allowing your spirit to be dominant, we'll say, over your soul. It takes time for your spirit to be more tuned, for you to be more tuned into your spirit than you are into your soul, into your emotions. So the more you practice this, the easier it gets. When I come into the presence of God, I don't usually just come into the presence of God and lay down and enter into contemplation. Besides the fact that there's more than one way to enter into contemplation, I like to start kind of by, you know, what's it called? Priming the pump, so to speak. I will either get some scriptures that I've meditated on and bring those back into my thoughts, my process, or I will open the Bible and enter in through scripture, or, and most of the time, and this is what I'm finding to be the most helpful for when my mind starts to go busy and I need to slow it back down, I will open my worship playlist. And again, you can find it on YouTube if you want to look at my worship playlist. Just look up my name. And there is a playlist called The Worship Hub. You're more than welcome to look at all my songs on there. I think I have hundreds on there. The ones, at least on my, from my view, the ones that are on the top are usually the ones I'm engaging with the most, maybe like the first 10 or so. But when you sing, your frequency changes. And I mean sing out loud, okay? Don't just listen to the song and let your mind go in a million ways. As you sing out loud and engage your heart with the words that are being sung to you, and you're singing to the Lord and you're engaging, it changes your frequency and it changes your attention. So yeah, so that's one way that for me has been super helpful. And I know I've mentioned that before, but I just wanted to mention it again. And the more you practice this, the more that you practice His presence, the easier it is to maintain it during the day. And I want to throw this in super quick. I've had a lot of people say, yeah, I don't really spend time apart in quiet contemplation. I'm more like, I want to learn to spend time with Him throughout the day. Okay, yes. 100% we have to spend time with Him throughout the day. 100% we have to tune into Him. 100% we have to enjoy Him during the day. But let me say this. If Jesus, the Son of God, needed time apart with the Father, so do we. If anybody knew how to tune into God throughout the day and to enjoy His presence throughout the day, it was Jesus. But yet He still spent a long time, often, alone with the Father. And so I think we do too. And I love, in the Passion Translation, I love Psalm 5, I think it's verse 3, and it says this: at each and every sunrise, you will hear my voice as I prepare my sacrifice, of prayer to you. Every morning, I lay out the pieces of my life on the altar and wait for your fire to fall upon my heart. You see, it isn't all we can do is lay the pieces of our life on the altar and wait and just gaze at him with loving reflections, you know, loving thoughts, words of I love you, and then being quiet and waiting. It isn't up to us to encounter God. It is up to us to be open for him to encounter us. He's in us. So having an encounter with him isn't some striving thing. It is just us coming and positioning our hearts before him and then waiting for his fire to fall on our hearts. And it will happen. It will happen. Even speaking of the, you know, forcing an encounter and talking about encounters, when those encounters come, I just want to say this. We don't have encounters with God where we're seeing and we're hearing or, you know, anything like that, just so that we can get up off the floor and say, oh, I feel him. We encounter him because we want to know him and we want to learn and we want to grow and we want to help others. So what we do with these encounters, and this is way going ahead of myself, but I just want to remind you that our, how can I say this? It doesn't stop with an encounter. The encounter isn't the goal, I guess, is what I'm starting to say. Having some type of spiritual experience isn't a goal. Jesus is the goal. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that's the goal. It's getting to know him so that we are changed, so that we are able to tap into him more throughout the day, so that we are able to hear him more, so that we can then pour out to everybody we meet in any area of our lives, so that we are, as Jesus did, doing what we see the Father doing, so that we are flowing in harmony, in synchronicity with the Lord, so that we can pour out. It isn't just so that we can live in peace, although everyone wants to live in peace, right? But all of that, everything I just said, it all starts with him. With bringing ourselves back into his presence and knowing him. And you were created to know him. And this gift of longing that you have, you know, like I said, longing is a journey. And you may not have really intense, amazing things happen at first. It may take you a while, but I want to tell you again and again and again, please don't give up. You may feel that all you're hearing is quiet, that all you're seeing is the back of your eyelids. But when you sow into this, when you sow yourself into your relationship with the Lord, he will respond. And it isn't, you know, people say, I don't think he's actually responding. I don't think he's actually speaking to me. The truth is, you're already there. You're already in a relationship with him. You're already one with him. The hindrance is just our minds. And so the more that we get our minds to quiet and our spirits get stronger, the easier it is to recognize the fact that he is speaking. He is loving. He is giving you wisdom. He is there with you. He is showing you things. And you are safe. You are safe enough to open yourself up to him. And you feel like, you know what? It's okay. I can let go of the thoughts of these problems. I can let go of this situation. I can just rest in his arms. And I know that he loves me enough to take care of what's on my heart and to speak to me. And it doesn't mean that he's going to speak to you a specific answer of a specific thing that you want. He's going to give you what he knows you need. And it isn't always what we ask for. But everything changes in this face-to-face time with Jesus. So please don't give up. So I want to bless you right now. Let me see how much time I have left. Okay. I want to bless you right now. I felt really strongly to read to you from a prophetic word that he gave me for my audio project, Be Still. And I know a lot of you already have this project. But if you don't, or even if you do, I think it'll really be a blessing to you. And I want to say this. This was so helpful to me. This happened, so I had an experience with the Lord just a couple days ago, and I it was just so easy and freeing. And I knew when I came out of this experience that I was supposed to share it with you. And it's just a very simple thing. Just a little tool, a little nugget that can help you in your quiet time. So I was spending time with the Lord, and I had just laid down to spend time contemplating him and listening. I didn't have a specific scripture. Sometimes I hold a specific scripture in my heart, like we've been talking about imaginative contemplation, where it's with a Bible story. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you can go back and listen to, I think it was podcast, maybe, I don't think it was the last one, but maybe the one before. Anyway, I was just laying there and taking some deep breaths and just focusing on his face and thinking about his love. But for me, sometimes breath, you know, the deep breaths actually distracts me. I can take some deep breaths just to focus and to calm down and let my mind and body know, okay, we're going to enter in now. But if I concentrate too much on the breathing, it actually takes me out of peace, because now all I could do is think about my breathing, and then my breathing ends up feeling weird, and then it could actually make me feel anxious. So anyway, I had started to think about my breathing, and I thought, oh yeah, now I'm thinking so much about my breathing that now my breathing feels weird, so I'm going to stop thinking about it. And all of a sudden I felt, I just felt the presence of God on my skin. Like my face and my neck and my shoulders and my arms, my body, my torso, my legs, my feet, every part of me, I was very aware of my skin and my pores, the pores in my skin. And when I was breathing, I wasn't thinking about my breath, but I noticed that with an inhale, I could feel the presence of God as love and as light seeping into my pores. Almost felt like a warm liquid. I don't know how to explain it. Sometimes it's hard to explain these things, but I could feel it coming into me. And then as I was exhaling, I could feel it like my breath coming out of my pores. And so it was this like a wave, you know, this ebb and flow. But as I was inhaling, it was an I love you coming into me from the Lord. It was just pure love, like warm liquid coming in through my pores. And then as I was exhaling, it was love coming out through my pores to him from me. And you could do that whether it's through your breath or through your pores. Just imagine the Lord, I love you, as you breathe in. I love you coming out from us to him as you breathe out. He says, I love you. And you respond, I love you. And you don't even have to say it, but you can just feel it. And it was coming in and out of my pores. And all of a sudden, the more this happened, and you're welcome, you know, put yourself in this position right now to just engage with what I'm saying. This in and out, I love you, this conversation with the breath, with what you're sensing coming in and out of you. I started feeling the light every time. It was increasing with every inhale. And every time I was exhaling out through my pores was every distraction, every thought. Didn't have to be a bad thought. Just any distraction was just literally releasing through me. And every inhale was brighter and brighter light until I felt like my insides were going to combust with the glory of God. And it was a beautiful, beautiful experience. So if you can take that and hold that within yourself right now, I think it'll be a huge blessing as I read that, as I read this to you. And if this speaks to you and you want the full bit of it, you're welcome to go on my website and look for Help for Anxiety. But I just want to bless you guys with a big chunk of it for the rest of this podcast or the rest of this episode. So this is a prophetic word. This is part of a prophetic word from the Lord to you. And he says, fix your gaze on me. Don't just look toward me, beloved. Look at me. Face to face. See my eyes of love. I am the answer. I gave everything necessary for you to live in wholeness, for you to live in peace. My love is soothing. It's the scent of heaven, the calm and joy of happy memories rising to the surface. It's the fragrance of morning dew awakening fresh hope. Love is settling your soul. My love is the most powerful force in heaven and on earth. Love is who I am. Love is setting you free. I hold nothing back from you. Every promise I've made is alive. It is a living substance that grows in the garden soil of your heart. Keep believing. No matter how long you've been waiting, don't stop believing. I am faithful. And the promises I've made to you, the very word that you hid in your heart and declared in faith, will not return to me void of fulfillment. It will accomplish the purpose for which I sent it. The waters of my presence are gently cascading over you, washing you, reviving you. My love is transforming you in a way you never knew it could. You thought you had to do so much to fix so many things about yourself and your life that you lost the joy of our connection. But I'm here. And now that you are aware of me again, you can rest. You can believe because I am infusing you with that grace. Take my hand. Come with me into the peace that surpasses understanding. Step with me out of every limitation and into what I have already begun in you. I require nothing other than your decision to lean on me in faith. Imagine having a lifestyle where the deepest part of you is completely at rest. This is my will for you, every day and every situation, at every moment. And friends, I'm going to leave you with that. And if you're feeling the presence of God, sit with him. Let him continue to speak to you. Enjoy his love that's with you right now. And if you want to hear more of this prophetic word and a whole hours long of audio for you to engage your heart with, it's called Help for Anxiety. It's called Be Still on my website, GretchenRodriguez.com. Big hugs to you guys. And if you have any questions on contemplation, please feel free to email me. Love you guys. Bye. Thank you for joining me on the Breathing God podcast. If this show has ministered to you, please consider leaving a review right here. And if you think the podcast will bless someone else, please share it. You can find Help for Anxiety, sign up for my newsletter, and find lots of other goodies on my website, GretchenRodriguez.com.